Today, Be'ezr Hashem, be learning Daf Ayin Zayin in Masechtas Yuma. Some of the topics we learn about. The Gemara relates a story with the Malach Gavriel, who was deposed from this position and then reinstated, as will be detailed in this Daf. The Gemara continues to explore the Torah sources for the five Inuim of Yom Kippur, and will specifically examine the sources for not wearing shoes and refraining from marital relations on Yom Kippur. The Gemara will then clarify the Isser of bathing on Yom Kippur, and will bring several laws relating to this Isser. Some of the key topics and concepts they will learn about include Chamisha Inuim. There are five Inuim which are forbidden on Yom Kippur, which are to abstain from eating and drinking, bathing, anointing oneself with oil, wearing shoes, and from marital relations. These are learned from the five times that the word Inui is used in the Torah related to Yom Kippur. One is Chayav Karas only for eating or drinking on Yom Kippur, as only this is considered Inu HaNefesh, as stated in the Pasuk, V'nisim es nafshei seichem. There is machlekes if the other four Inuim are forbidden midiraisa or midirabanan. However, all agree that there is no chiv karas for the other four Inuim. Nevuah shel Yecheskel. The Gemara in this daf, as well as in other places in Shas, brings the Nevuah of Yecheskel related to a water flow that la'asad lavei will come out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim in a small trickle and will then expand to a more substantial flow until it will become a raging river which will flow all over Eretz Yisrael and into existing bodies of water, including the Kinneret, the Chula Lake, the Dead Sea, and the Mediterranean Sea. This water will have great healing powers and will bring great Yeshuas to Eretz Yisrael and to the people living there.